The claim by Minister in the Presidency, Mondli Gungubele, that the issue of impending fuel price increases was receiving special consideration by Cabinet is not only an excuse to buy time, but an attempt to hide government's failures to free South Africans from high fuel taxes. This is obviously not good enough, as it does nothing to provide relief to consumers who will be saddled with a nearly 4 rand increase in the price of fuel next week, and the resultant domino effect that this increase will have on the already high prices of food and transport. What South Africa needs is a stop to the impending fuel price increase to protect jobs and shield millions more people from falling into poverty. Gungubele's assertion that the issue of the fuel price increase was under special consideration contradicts the statement made by Minister of Energy Gwede Mantashe, who earlier this week said that the general fuel levy cut won't be extended beyond the end of May. The contradictory positions coming out of Cabinet confirm the ANC government's enduring failure to respond effectively to rapidly rising prices of fuel. Yesterday, Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen presented a workable solution to lower the cost of fuel and promote competitive pricing. The proposals are centered on removing the ANC government's artificially inflated fuel prices, which cost 33% more due to the general fuel levy and the road accident fund levy. The DA is pursuing every available avenue to prevent the upcoming rise in fuel prices and to slash fuel prices going forward. We fight this fight on behalf of every South African battling to make ends meet because we care about their plight.